We welcome you all to this time of our Christmas celebration. Just one particular announcement before we go into the main part of our service. Immediately following the service this morning, you that donated the beautiful poinsettias may pick them up after the service this morning and take them back to your residence. After the service this morning, picking up your poinsettias. As we celebrate today, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not all about us, but it's about him. And yet it's about us, because it was because of his birth in Bethlehem that he came to die on that cross 2,000 years ago, whereby you and I can be saved today. And so with that, we say this is the day the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing, we're glad in it. Join with us as we stand together to sing together the call to worship. Will you please stand together? Jesus, we worship you, printed in your bulletin.
We've been building to this moment. We started with one candle and two and three, and now we finally reached the fourth candle. You know, sometimes we simply put it on autopilot during Christmas. We have all these themes, all these decorations to remind us, to point us to Christ, but yet we don't stop and really reflect on them. And even sometimes when it comes to the Advent candles, we do that year after year after year. And yet, if I were to take a poll, we might find that some of us might not even be able to name all four of the Advent candles because we've done it so repetitiously that we don't think about it. Well, today is the angel's candle, and the angels play a significant role in this whole story. The angel appeared to Joseph and said, you know, it's okay. Go ahead and marry Mary because, you know, it's all right. What is conceived in her is of God. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, you're going to give birth to the Son of God. An angel appeared to the shepherd and said, you need to go check this thing out that has been done in the city of David. And then the heavenly host, they just broke forth in joy and celebration and singing. So the angels play an important part. Well, the message of the angels is clear. It's simply a message of love. In love, Jesus became one of us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In love, he came to pay a debt that he didn't owe. In love, he came to die a death that we deserved. In his own words, in love, he came to seek and to save the lost. So he came just like God promised, the prophet's candle, God's promises to us. He came, and he came as promised to Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the innkeeper, the inn, the people there, the world itself wasn't ready for his coming. That's to their shame, but we need to make sure that we're ready for his coming. And then also he came, and when the shepherds went and beheld his glory, joy overflowed them, and they worshiped. Look, one of two things happens when we step into the presence of Jesus. We either bow down in worship and joy, or we go away sad and upset because we don't recognize him as Savior. And so in love, he came. Not to condemn us, but to save us. This is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us. Lord, we bow before you this morning, and we recognize that your love is, well, it's wider and longer, deeper and higher than we can ever truly imagine. We thank you for giving your son to pay the price that he didn't owe. And Lord, we pray this morning that as we go through the various songs and prayers of celebration this morning, that you would speak to each and every one of us gathered here, that your spirit would come and Lord, that we would be uplifted, Lord, to your throne, to recognize your salvation, to recognize you for who you are. So today, Lord, we want to worship you because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Labor of pain was the cold sky. Glorious grace. story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He is come, a great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby, here a lowly manger holds, and it's still the greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest, he is come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God, still the greatest story ever told, and it's still the greatest story ever
could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. Son of God, Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be this baby in my arms? sleeping now, so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? How could it be?
At this time, we'll invite our ushers to come forward and receive your gifts to the Lord in manner of your tithes and offerings. When they've come forward, we'll have the offertory prayer, and then prepare your hearts for worship and giving. Join with me in prayer. Father, you've given so much to us. The priceless gift of your own Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the infinite price for our salvation. Thank you. Thank you. And now we return unto you a portion of that which you've allowed to have us financially to be used for your kingdom work. Bless each giver and the gifts given. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Before singing the next hymn together, let me take a moment to thank Tanya for the work she's done in putting this particular combined service program together for your spiritual enjoyment and pleasure. Also, we want to thank each of you participating in it and the choir for the diligent work preparing for the cantata. And then there's some people working in this church we very seldom recognize. That's our technicians who work the sound system, Stephen and Mike. We appreciate, again, their ministry of love. We're going to invite you to join with us in singing hymn number 145. And let me mention, boys and girls, while we're singing this song, would you all gather up around the Christmas tree as Miss Carol is going to tell us a Christmas story? And then after you've sung your Go Tell on the Mountain song, would some of your adults help to supervise the 3- and 4-year-olds? We'll invite the 3- and 4-year-olds to go back to their usual place of worship each Sunday morning. If you adults will help see that 3- and 4-year-olds get that place, we appreciate it. Join together as we stand together singing Go Tell It on the Mountain, hymn number 145, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us join together. Faithful singing in celebration together.